This is Brian, and you're listening to Bring Glaze Daily. Welcome back. What's up, everybody? Welcome back, and guess what? Yeah, today is going to be a special episode, ma prima di iniziare volevo semplicemente spiegare al volo in italiano quello che sta per accadere. Ragazzi, di solito come insegnante d'inglese cerco di far capire ogni parola che dico, non in un senso esagerato tipo hello, my name, no, but cerco comunque di essere chiaro e sono cosciente di ogni parola che sto dicendo. Oggi dovrebbe essere un po' diverso perché se stai seguendo sai molto bene che oggi è la nostra primissima puntata di Advanced. Quindi il piano è parlare sempre più naturalmente. Magari ancora non ci riuscirò del tutto, ma ragazzi, darò il mio meglio come al solito. Quindi, with that being said, guys, let's begin a new episode in 3, 2, 1. Let's go. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me today. And yeah, I'm going to try my best just to speak normally. That doesn't necessarily mean I'm going to speak faster than you've ever heard me talk, but I'm not really going to pay attention too much to what I'm saying. I'm just going to let the words flow. Now, as we always do, we are still going to begin today's episode with a translation challenge. And today's sentence is, anche se parlavi più velocemente, sono riuscito o riuscita a capire quasi tutto. Let me say that one more time. Anche se parlavi più velocemente, sono riuscito a capire quasi tutto. So how would you say that in English? Of course, you have to think about it. And at the end of today's episode, I'm going to tell you exactly how I would say that in English. And with that being said, finally, we are going to begin with today's one big thing. Now, since today is our first ever advanced episode, I'm not going to speak about something that I researched. I'm just going to speak freely. And one of my favorite topics is actually Japan. I'm sure a few of you know that I used to live in Japan, and that was in 2017 and 2018. I lived there for a couple years. That's more or less when my English teaching career began. And obviously, when you live in a country for 2 years, you can learn a lot about their culture. So I wanted to share just a little bit about how the Japanese mentality is different from the Western mentality. And of course, that's a big generalization. Even within the Western culture, including Italian or American culture, there are obviously going to be a lot of differences, but nonetheless, I noticed that the Japanese mentality is different in its own way, so I want to explain what I mean. To put it simply, the Japanese mentality is a group mentality rather than an individual mentality. You can tell me about Italy, but in the United States, we definitely have more of an individualistic culture. People dress the way they want to dress. People act the way they want to act. Maybe people are looking for attention. Maybe people want to stand out. And in general, they do what's best for themselves rather than what's best for the group or for the community. And that's where the United States and Japan are very different. It's actually pretty easy to realize. It doesn't take 2 years to realize it, but when you go to Japan, you realize that there is less individualism. People are not dressing to impress. People are not wearing crazy colors and trying to stand out and putting on crazy makeup and unusual haircuts. No. Most people are dressed in a similar way. Most people have the same haircuts. Most people literally look the same. They also have a homogeneous society, which is simply the way it is. In the United States, the people of the United States are so diverse from so many different backgrounds. That's definitely not the case in Japan, where there is way less diversity. People generally just look similar in Japan. There is less variety in physical traits. Almost everyone has black straight hair, for example. So even going beyond physical similarities, where in America maybe people look different from one another and they stand out, in Japan, everyone kind of looks the same. But on top of that, they're less concerned with themselves individually, and they're more concerned with contributing to the group. So for example, if you come to a stop sign and you see that you cannot cross the street because the light is red, and even if there are no cars, you're technically not supposed to cross the street when that light is red. You have to wait until the light turns green with the walking symbol, and then you can cross the street. I don't know about you guys, but in the United States, if there's no cars, even if the hand sign is illuminated and it's red and you're not supposed to walk across the street, people still do it anyway. And of course, there are exceptions, but in Japan, most people, they want to be a good citizen. They want to contribute to the group and they want to follow the rules. And that's one small example of what the Japanese people are like. They want to follow the rules. They want to contribute to the community. That's why you often see very clean streets in Japan. You don't want to be that one asshole, excuse the bad word, who makes the street dirty. Maybe in the United States, people care less. They think, I'm the most important thing. I don't have time for a trash can. Boom, this is on the ground and the streets become dirtier. In Japan, they're thinking about, what's the best thing for my community? I'm not going to throw this trash on the ground. I'll keep it until I get home, and then I'll throw it away at my house. And yeah, they don't really even have public trash cans in Japan. Shocking, but true. Another example of this is in work culture. Even though I was working in a public middle school, so it's not like it was this big corporation with high stakes. It was just a public middle school, guys. But I was always, if not the first, one of the first people to leave and go home. And even though the school day ended at probably 3 p.m., more or less, I don't remember exactly, I would go home at maybe 5 p.m. And it's because, again, with a community mentality, you don't want to be the first one to leave. So that creates a weird dynamic where you're waiting for someone else to leave first. But everyone else is waiting for someone else to leave first too. So what happens? Everyone stays longer and longer and longer. And then a lot of workers end up staying at the school super late. And again, it's because they're not individualistic. They're not thinking about, you know what, I want to go home and watch TV. They're thinking about the community. They're thinking about, I don't want to be the one person who disappoints all the others. I'm going to stay here as long as I have to make sure the community's happy. And you might be thinking, wow, that's amazing. What a great society. And in general, yes, I like that about the Japanese culture. But you guys, it also has a lot of cons, believe it or not. And I'm going to talk about some of those cons in today's question of the day, which is, what would you like to add to Japanese culture? So I just explained a mentality difference between Japanese people and Western people. And from that explanation, you might be thinking, wow, that's amazing. Why aren't all societies like that? And yes, having a community-oriented mentality is definitely a good thing for many reasons. But let's not forget that it could be harmful. It could be a bad thing for other reasons. For example, if you disappoint someone in Japan, if you disappoint the society, the community, it's a pretty big deal. And Japanese people care so much and they feel extremely guilty if they don't satisfy the community. And when they don't, they live with an extreme sense of regret and guilt. They feel so guilty. You guys know Japan has a pretty high suicide rate, and it's tied into the things I'm saying. If you disappoint your society, a lot of people think, wow, I don't belong to be in this society. Sorry, I don't belong to this society anymore. I might as well commit suicide. Of course, that's not just the standard mentality, but it's more common in Japan than it is in Italy. That's for sure. So you have so much pressure from the society. There's probably less empathy. And also, you have less freedom to express yourself. You have less freedom to be who you want to be. If you love the color pink, you cannot wear pink to work. You have to wear your standard white shirt and black pants. When I would get on the train in Japan, I would stand out. First of all, because I'm not Japanese, so I'm just a white guy wearing jeans and a t-shirt. And on the train in Japan, they were all wearing white shirts and black pants. So there's pressure. There's pressure from the society to be a certain way, because that's the expectation of the community. But it's not surprising that Japan has an incredible community, but its people are often stressed out. And it's for these reasons that I'm explaining now. I also want to say, yeah, I lived in Japan for 2 years, but I don't want to come off as an expert on Japanese culture. There's still so much to Japan that I don't understand. I never mastered the Japanese language, so I'm still disconnected from Japanese culture, but this was definitely my impression. And in general, I liked it. It was also kind of nice being a foreigner in Japan, because I got the community benefits without feeling the pressure that a normal Japanese person would feel. So for me, it was probably mainly pros and less cons, but I do have some empathy for Japanese people who have to deal with so much pressure from their society and their community. So I'm curious what you guys think about that. E in più sono curioso se avete capito molto bene. Sono sicuro che la maggior parte di voi abbia seguito molto bene, magari perdendo una parola qui e là, e questo va benissimo. Anyway, let's continue with the answer to the translation challenge. Oh, and by the way, you guys, yes, I'm a real English teacher. I love teaching English. I like grammar. I like rules. If you'd like to be a student of mine, I'd be more than happy to have you. My school is called Bringlaze Academy, and I really encourage you to try it out. And with that being said, let's finish today's episode with the answer to the translation challenge. So, our sentence was, anche se parlavi più velocemente, sono riuscito o riuscita a capire quasi tutto. How would you guys say that in English? One more time. Anche se parlavi più velocemente, sono riuscita a capire quasi tutto. So in English, I'd say, even though you were talking faster, I was able to understand almost everything. Anche se, in questo caso, non è una vera possibilità. È la realtà. Parlavo più velocemente. Anche se parlavi più velocemente, even though. Not even if. Parlavi, I used past continuous. You were talking. And then, più velocemente, it's a weird rule, but l'aggettivo fast effettivamente funziona anche come avverbio. Quindi non si dice fastly or more fastly. Per questo ho usato semplicemente faster, come se fosse più veloce, non più velocemente, ma funziona anche come avverbio. Even though you're talking faster, sono riuscito, I was able to. Remember, riuscire is can, potere. Can in the past, be able to. Quindi I was able to. Capire quasi tutto, understand almost everything. And that is the answer. Let me read that one more time. Even though you're talking faster, I was able to understand almost everything. And I hope most of you are saying that today about today's episode. So guys, I'm super curious to know what you think about this episode. Was it a nice challenge? Would you like to hear more advanced episodes? Maybe we do it Thursday and Friday. But for now, I'm happy to have made this first advanced episode. So let's stop here for the day. I talked quite a bit. And ladies and gentlemen, as always, I would ask you to join me back on Monday, February 12th, which is, by the way, my mother's birthday, for a new episode of Bringlese Daily. All right, everybody, have an amazing weekend, and I'll talk to you soon. Peace.